102.7 Kiss FM. Tubbs, you know I've got those two tickets coming up.
Sign me up.
What are they? It's my favorite part of the show.
I mean, literally.
Stump Tubbs with tickets.
Stump Tubbs.
Tubbs is the same one.
It's the Dodgers ticket.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
What'd you think it was, Tanya?
I thought it was KCON.
No. I almost said that.
No, it's not KCON. It's Dodger tickets.
Gosh.
All right. Oh, boy. This show needs a hiatus. KCON's 850, Tanya.
All right.
I know you're ahead of yourself here.
I like to live in the future.
Oh,
all
no.
Right, well, try the present.
Yeah.
What is the 2-2-2 method when it comes to relationships,
okay.
Sisney?
If you're in a relationship and you want to stay healthy in your relationship, you should maybe try this method. Mm-hmm. I think that the one thing that newlyweds always ask when you get married is, like, what's the secret to happy marriage? You see somebody, like, celebrating 25, 50 years of marriage. It's like, what's the secret? Sure, communication, respect, love, all that, fine. But a lot of people are saying that if you follow this 2-2-2 method, it can guarantee long-lasting happily ever after, basically.
So wait, this also is for people who are running into a bit of an ebb in their relationships.
Yeah.
Therapists say this 2-2-2 can kick in to help you get into a flow.
Absolutely. People that were on, you know, the brink of divorce applied this method and it saved their marriage.
Okay. Wow. So what is it?
So it's try and swing a date night every 2 weeks. At least every 2 weeks, a date night. Okay, simple enough. Then a weekend away every 2 months. Okay, and then a week, one full week, disconnected from work, from your life, a full week vacation basically away every 2 years.
With or without your kids?
No kids. No. This is all just you and your partner.
Just a couple.
Just a couple, yes. It's very important. I think like Michael and I have kind of done this, and I never really realized it, but now that I know about this method, I'm gonna just be more aware of it. But it's so important because I think for the most part we do have our date nights here or there, but yeah, sometimes maybe we go 3 weeks or a month,
right?
You know,
I prefer the 2-4-6.
What's the 2-4-6?
Same thing, but six of the last one,
so
a week away.
Oh, every 6 weeks away.
I'd
every
love
6 weeks.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? I think it should be called the 2-4-6. May not be able to execute it, but 2-4-6-8. Who do we appreciate?
Yeah,
2-4-6-8.
So, I do have a question for you guys, and I'm being serious here. What constitutes, just going to the first two of the 2-2-2, what constitutes a date night? Do you have to go somewhere, or can you just be?
For me, I have to go somewhere because I have to get away from the kids.
So
unless
you
they
to
get
leave
taken.
Your actual home. All right, there you go. So it could be where the kids are not there, but Michael makes you dinner.
For sure. Yeah.
Because that to me is a date night.
That is a date night. I would.
Matter of fact, I like a date night not having to go on a date.
Okay.
Oh. Right?
Yeah.
I used to like date nights.
It now, can become a lot, but yeah, it's nice.
I don't know. I like to just
be home, set the table really
nothing.
Nice, add candles.
No, not even set the table.
Oh my gosh.
Just like doing a
little effort.
Just like
well,
night.
No, this is effort.
Just night. Just not date night. Just night.
Well, no, it's just like nothing. Right? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it bliss to have nothing?
It's not really date.
That's not
night.
Really like.
But you both have nothing together?
Maybe, nothing. But no, this needs to be like a more of an effort, I think.
A little ceremony to it.
A little bit. Yes. Date night.
Oh, I'm going to do the 1-2-2-2.
Okay, it's a 2-2-2. Don't confuse
people.
Well,
you can't just like make up your own.
Why not? It's not one size fits all. I'm A positive. What are you?
Me too.
I'm A negative.
See?
Oh,
all right,
negative.
Coming back, Dodger tickets. I think we're going to get into Ryan's Roses. Hang on.